With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The April employment report turned out to be a big miss for most economists. They had been predicting job gains on the order of 975,000, but it turns out that just 266,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate edged higher, going from 6% to 6.1%. A sixth-grade girl is a suspect in a school shooting in Idaho. She allegedly wounded two other students and a custodian before being disarmed by a teacher. Police say the suspect in an hours-long standoff at a bank in St. Cloud, Minnesota, has a long criminal history. A 35-year-old taken into custody after all of the five hostages were let go or managed to escape unharmed. Wall Street, the Dow is up 145 points, and NASDAQ ahead 172. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you dealing with personal or business tax issues with the IRS? Does the thought of wage garnishments, bank levies, tax penalties, or having to engage with the IRS worry you? Owing taxes to the IRS or state can be stressful, and ignoring them can make your situation worse. At Federal Tax Law Group, we help individuals and businesses reduce debts and negotiate with the IRS Fresh Start Program. Our assistance can save you from drowning in taxes and may even keep you free of prosecution. With over two decades of experience, our tax professionals understand your needs and will customize a tax solution that's in your best interest. Call Federal Tax Law Group at 800-500-9172 for a free consultation to discuss resolving your tax problem. That's 800-500-9172. Again, 800-500-9172. Or visit us online at federaltaxlawgroup.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of comfortable storm-free days continues. You'll need a jacket at night. But for today, a breezy day, comfortable, low humidity, high temperature in the middle 70s, lots of sunshine, clear skies, but unusually cool for so late in the season tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50 by dawn on Saturday. Tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sunshine, a little warmer, low 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, still dry. And I think the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday night, but in the overnight hours and into Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Don't miss Brewmaker's Spring Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus vacuum and wash for only $99. It's better at Brewmaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pawn Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
The Harbor at Hickory Hill of Prattville is the first choice for assisted living and memory care in the River Region. The newly remodeled facility offers a lifestyle that promotes independence and the opportunity to live life to the fullest while creating a warm environment that feels like home. The residents are enjoying activities in the company of each other and have the attentive assistance of a caring, experienced team. Assistance is available for veterans who qualify. To learn more about the Harbor or to schedule a tour, call Christy Goodwin at 334-224-0151. Life is good at the Harbor.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go back to Soldier Boy here. Hey, Soldier Boy, how you doing? Did you not get much sleep last night?
Oh, okay, I'm awake. And that was a long break, man. You said it was a hard break. I meant long break, too, I guess, same term.
Yep.
Hey, did you see Mayor de Blasio, after two terms, is not going to be running for mayor anymore?
Shocking.
Shock. Like he could win, right?
Mm-hmm.
I love Andrew Young, who was one of the Democratic presidential candidates, is running for the, announced his run for the mayor.
Oh, Mr. You mean Mr. Yang?
Mr. Yang, yes.
Oh.
Andrew Yang. Is it Andrew Yang? I think it's Andrew Yang. Yeah.
Andrew Yang, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to disrespect the man's name and by mispronouncing it. I mean, I already got the vice president coming after me already because of me mispronouncing her name.
I mean, Yang, Yang. I think Andrew's cool enough to take either.
Exactly. He's a progressive. He's cool with the first name. I like what he said about the... he was supportive of defunding the police and everything, trying to preach to the left progressives, extremists. And he said, one of his suggestions was, it's so laughable sometimes when they open their mouth. He says, he suggests that the NYPD police officers during training all take up mixed martial arts.
Why do you think that's silly?
Why? I guess they're not UFC fighters. They're supposed to be police officers. If they were mixed martial arts, they'd be on UFC. I'd be watching them on pay-per-view.
Don't you think it would be advantageous to officers?
Don't you think
trained in holds and how to suppress somebody in effect?
Well,
what?
You don't think right now the NYPD, the greatest police department probably in the world, is not teaching hand-to-hand combat in their academy?
And they're probably already a lot of them training mixed martial arts and jiu-jitsu in particular.
It was just this thing. It's like, we're going to go out there with rubber bullets. We're going to have this and everything.
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from in that regard, but... No, I truly think officers being as capable as possible, they're already doing some training. More training's better. Than especially the latest methods.
I mean, even in the... Yeah, but, you know, it's like, what are you going to teach them? Striking, jiu-jitsu, you know? What's next? Some Horace Gracie jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, my God. That's the last thing I want to do is have a dangerous person trying to kill me. And trying to put them in a rear naked choke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would probably be illegal, that move, right? Choke? An illegal choke?
Yeah. Something like that.
They wouldn't allow that, but that's allowable in the UFC, I guess. That's fine. But I guess you understand my point. And my point is that they're trying to totally disavow anything with deadly force. And I've always been told, even in the military, when presented with deadly force, you have to use equal force back. It's like fighting fire with a fire.
Yeah, proportionality. And sometimes, well, also disproportionality at a certain point. You don't want to immediately escalate to killing somebody in a police environment. But, yeah, if somebody's trying to, you know, take you out, as you see those videos.
Well, like in that video when the individual had the knife and was ready to plunge it into that girl's head or her neck, that knife, does anybody really consider a knife not a deadly weapon?
Right.
Some Democrats did. Let them fight. They've been fighting for eons like that with knives. No big deal. Use a rubber bullet.
I just didn't, you know, immediately buy into the way you started this, because I think you would agree. A lot of the videos where things go wrong, it shows officers who, let's say, aren't really, really good at manipulating somebody and maintaining control over them, just, you know, holding them down. You often see these folks struggle. Now, sometimes it's a big dude you're trying to get control of, but this is why you need to learn methods to use leverage and get control of somebody bigger than you.
I mean,
and it's probably already being taught, but more expertise in that regard, I think, is a good thing, not a bad thing.
For example, if you human nature, let's look at it this way. You got a police officer comes out of the patrol car, 5'2", 120 pounds. Then you got another patrol car, comes out 6'4", 240. Right. Who are you going to be more apt to listen to?
Yeah, the big guy.
Yeah, the big guy. And no words have to be spoken. I guess it's like natural instinct.
Yeah.
And that's sometimes can be brought to, you know, because sometimes, I guess people smaller in stature are perceived by people bad as, you're not going to do anything to me. I'm bigger than you, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no wonder it's only short people end up being like dictators.
Well, that's
you know
true.
What I mean, though. Like,
oh, let's look at Hitler, Mussolini,
Napoleon,
right? Napoleon.
And I'm pretty sure it was so long ago that Alexander the Great was pretty diminutive.
He was very short. Alex, I was going to just mention Alexander the Great.
Caesar was under 6 foot. You know, like.
Yeah. Hey, has anybody ever 6'4" and been a dictator or probably Idi Amin? Idi Amin might be one.
We're talking about the height of dictators here on News and Views.
No. Well, look, Idi Amin was a big boy. He had to be 300 plus.
Yeah,
he looked like a big guy. But I was just saying, it's just that's the statute, and I think that's important in part of policing. But you should get a chance. Watch the Caitlyn Jenner interview. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
The package of me, I grew up watching Bruce Jenner, and I had his box of Wheaties, you know, and it was hard for me to adjust to that. But everything he came out of his mouth was conservative.
No, and I've watched a few interviews once Bruce changed to Caitlyn, and, you know, Caitlyn sitting down with, like, even, like, comedians like Norm Macdonald. And often the interviews are great. And it's good to hear the perspective of somebody. When it's a grown adult, I find it odd. Obviously, it's an odd decision to make. It's not the norm. You're in your 50s. You can make your own choices, and you're still a person. And, I mean, Jenner has lived an incredible life. So, cool.
I think it's important the Republican Party needs to recognize it's not always so much the packaging, but it's the substance of the message.
Amen.
Okay. And when I closed my eyes and I didn't see Caitlyn's outer, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain, remember?
Yeah.
He was a small little guy. Remember, he had to hop up in a chair and everything with his fancy things. And we were all impressed because of the smoke and the screens and everything and the great voice, deep voice. But when you closed your eyes and listened to Caitlyn, it was conservative Republican with common sense.
Yep.
And we have to get past the point. And not look so much at the packaging, you know, the nice Hart Shafter Marks suit with a, you know, with the red tie and everything. We need somebody that has some substance to what the things that we believe in and want for our country and for his state. I loved his love for the state of California.
Well, if we get time, I'll pull this up. I haven't seen it, and I'll see if I can find it.
Isn't California like the 10th largest in the world? Economic.
Yeah, huge
country, almost like an economic, right?
Well, Soldier Boy, I got a lot of calls coming here, so
I'm sorry. I held you up, guys.
Appreciate it, man. 272-9228. Before we go to Chris, let's quickly go to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Doing good. That was a good call. I enjoyed every minute of that one. I had to look up that interview. And talking about the police state, you know, my heart is on with the police department because my twin brother was a police officer for 25 years. And so I'm always leaning towards the police officers. Even when I was on the council, I did everything I could to help the police officers. But I think when it comes to police officers, we ought to try something. Let's take one city up north, like Minneapolis, and just get rid of all the police department. Don't have anybody up there. And let's just see how it works. But don't do it here in the South.
Actually, I think if you did it here, I think most folks, especially in the rural part of the state, would be just fine. Because they already experienced that, right? You have a sheriff, and but you mostly got to defend yourself.
Look, you don't want to come to Prattville acting up.
Yeah, I agree.
You just don't. When you come here, yes, sir, no, ma'am, have a good day, and going back to Montgomery.
Right.
Because they don't, Chief Thompson does not play. And I love Chief Thompson. I was one of the ones that hired him. And was very much on his side of pulling him in it from Montgomery over here, and he's done a great job for our police department. So, just kudos real quick to the police department and all the hard men and women working over here protecting us. I do appreciate it. But now, if you want a floor that works hard for you every day, and it's going to protect you against your kids and your dogs and your husband, I have it. It will absolutely work, and it is incredible pricing. The look is incredible. Everything about it is incredible. All you got to do is call us at 285-8117, and we'll take it from there and make all of your hard work go away. How about that?
No, it sounds great. And again, folks, that number for Prattville Carpet is 285-8117. But, Ray, did I hear you right? You said it'll protect it from your kids, your dog, and your husband?
Yes, yeah. You know, we as husbands, we're...
Yeah.
Look, hey, one day I was sitting there cleaning the guns in the den, and he's like, what are you doing? Why aren't you in the garage? I said, well... You know, the game's on. I want to see the game while I'm doing
right,
it.
Yeah.
I had black powder everywhere when I got done. I cleaned it up and went all by my way. It was no big deal. So that's what I'm talking about.
Your
husbands, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We do stuff from time to time that are just bungheaded and you're like, oh, man, why did I just do that?
Well, I'm a 32-year-old bachelor, and my house is right now not up to lady standards by any means.
No. And there again, I'm a dad of girls.
Right.
And we're a girl house. But we don't act like a bunch of girls. We got our guns laid out. We've got all our sports and stuff out. And we're coming in and out with mud on our feet. And we don't have to worry about it because of the floors we have there. And that's what I want to do for you guys. If you'll just simply call us at 285-8117.
285-8117. Be sure to call them and tell them that you heard Ray Bowles here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
Hey, guys, y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Ray. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
272-9228. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I was going to tell you, talking about Maricopa County, there's some information that came out. The folks on the board there, they don't even have the password, the administration password for these machines.
And yet it's the cyber ninjas who are going to make this an insecure process.
Right. Also, too, some other stuff went missing, and they won't allow access to the servers or the routers.
Yeah.
So what it sounds like, these things are probably communicating, which are not supposed to be linked to Wi-Fi or the Internet at all. And so that's what they're probably end up finding out. So, you know, I think this is probably kind of the strategy countrywide, but there's also issues in these other places about, especially like in Georgia, the connectivity to the internet by the machine, which are not supposed to be. So this is a Pandora's box they're opening up, and I just find it hysterical that the Democrats, if this is all in the up and up, they wouldn't want to see a forensic audit. This is a forensic audit. This is as if, you know, a crime had taken place, which I believe it did, and you're going through and looking at every bit and piece to see where they all fit. This isn't some just hand recount. It's
right.
Completely different. They're also going to do canvassing, which means they're going to physically go. They have a ton of people on the ground. They're going to physically go to every location that's associated with these ballots and see if they exist. In some cases, they are vacant lots and shopping centers and things like that.
And yet the DOJ and this assistant or deputy attorney general wants to say, well, that could be voter intimidation. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's laughable. It's really depressing, and it really comes to the heart of this country. I mean, if people have, they don't have any trust in their elections, we don't have a country. I mean, that's really the bottom line. I mean, I know people have been toying around with elections, but this seems to be going countrywide. And then, of course, if Maricopa County, which is the largest county as far as population goes in the state of Arizona, falls, if it did, which I don't know if it will or not, but if it did, this is going to open up a can of worms. And you're going to start looking at Georgia, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Michigan's another one, too. Our illustrious governor out there. So there's a lot of just interesting things going on in this, and it's really, of course, not being covered except by the conservative media. But it's truly, and there's some patriots in Arizona. They're unwilling to bow to the pressure and all this other stuff. And then they also said, they said in the DOJ stuff, that there was an issue, a civil rights issue, and the problem with that is that, I forgot what I was going to say now, Joey.
Well, here, shift gears on you real quick, because I just saw it pop up on Fox Business here on the screen in the studio. And I was talking to my brother about this last night. I think Dogecoin is up 24,000%. And, you know, I've played around with Dogecoin years ago, and it's still, in my mind, a joke currency by design. But I'm sitting here going, man, I need to start throwing at least $100 at some of these jokes, expecting to lose my 100, because what? I don't even know what the math is. $100 times, you know, say 11,000% increase. Good God.
Yeah, well, they're saying it's going to become par with the dollar.
You think?
The Dogecoin's going to be a dollar. That's what, I mean, and then, of course, Elon Musk came out and said, well, you don't really need to put your life savings in it. Well, I'd agree with that. I don't need to do that. But there's a lot of stuff going on with crypto. It's pretty wild. Of course, like your Ethereum, you talked about that before. I mean, that's just been on a tear right now. But, yeah, there's a lot of interesting things going on with that. So we'll see. I mean, the cryptocurrency is, I think it's like they still, I read an article about this, that it's really kind of giving the finger to the current financial system. That's really what it is.
Sure.
You know, if you're going to manipulate it, and of course, now they're talking about how they believe that, high finance is actually manipulating, of course, the silver markets, but the gold market. Mm. And you're seeing gold start to move a little bit, too. And I think it's just so funny how things tilt within just a week or so. You know, now we're having Jamie Dimon come out and say, hey, we need to worry about deficit and debt and printing all this money. I mean, you know, where are these people before? I mean, they're so drunk on it already, by getting all this money from the Federal Reserve and then, you know, holding on to it. A lot of these banks are holding on to it. And now they're coming out and saying, well, we do have an inflation problem. And, again, there's articles written about food prices going up 27% year over year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a serious problem. That's going to be a serious worldwide problem, too. So there's a lot of stuff on the horizon here. You know, free money sitting on your rear end, getting a check from the government's one thing, but when you're not physically making it, what it's doing is debasing your dollar. You're debasing your currency here. We have done an excellent job in the past 20 years doing that.
Well, and I got a big kick out of Janet Yellen, who's now at Treasury, former head of the Federal Reserve, saying that, well, the Fed could move towards a more equitable approach, as well as, oh, don't get me started. It's not like all that free money goes to everybody at the same time in the exact same way. No, those connected and part of the banking system get this new money first. They get more benefit from it as it trickles down. It's a huge backdoor tax, especially on those trying to save and those who work for a living.
That's exactly right. Inflation is the biggest tax on the middle class and poor in this country. And if you don't think that's going to happen, I mean, it's we're seeing it right now.
Though we should be clear that, you know, we can say in the Fed, you could even be a little more sophisticated, be like, no, take it back to a banker's bank. Get rid of the dual mandate. But whatever you do to the financial system, the global financial system, I think that is something that has to be done orderly. I can be as radical as they come on this issue, but it is also the linchpin of the current world order more than anything else. I think even more than the U.S. military. It is like it could be mayhem if this thing goes in a disorderly way.
Oh, and it could. It could definitely do that. I mean, the Federal Reserve and the world banks around the world have done such a crazy job with QE and twists and all this stuff. I mean, we really don't, until we understood what the Federal Reserve is doing, we really don't know what they've been doing. Right. Of course, they never open up their balance sheets. And, of course, Ron Paul's been asking that for eons about it. You know, they're neither a federal nor a bank. I mean, they're not dictated by the government, which that's just unbelievable that the lack of transparency that they have. And I think it's dangerous, and I think people around the world have been saying that for years. But we'll see in due time, I guess.
We will see. And for folks who are interested in this sort of stuff, I think in the early 80s, the Reagan and administration and others in Congress set up a gold commission to kind of review, okay, we went off the gold window in 71. The committee was a bit stacked to be against this idea, this barbarous relic gold. But the minority report that Ron Paul really pushed from that committee, it is still worth reading to this day because it's more than just about the gold standard. It's a great write-up on sound money and the principles of sound money in general. It's worth everybody's time.
Well, I'll just say before I go, Joey, you would not run your house like the federal government runs their house.
Oh, Lord, no.
You couldn't print your... Unfortunately, you can't print money, and you'd be flat broke and on the street.
Well, and or I would end up being like El Chapo.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call, Chris.
Yeah, anytime. You take care of
272-9228, 272-9228. Yeah, if you took the government and you made the government a private entity, like a private household even, it would look quite criminal. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me. How long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit clarkcomfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark. $159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Hey, y'all. I'm Allison Robertson, team leader and associate broker of the A-Team at Local Realty. We offer a $2,900 full-service flat listing fee that can save you thousands on selling your home without sacrificing the service you receive. This allows sellers to hold on to more of their hard-earned equity. I've been a realtor in the River Region for over 5 years, and I'm also a veteran. Let us revolutionize your home selling experience. It's worth a conversation. Give us a call at 334-424-3080.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
Hello, this is Steve Northington with Cat House Marine. We've been an advertiser with Blue Water Broadcasting and have enjoyed tremendous results. I credit Blue Water Broadcasting for the wonderful growth that we've experienced the past few years.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now it's time for your weekly segment on space for you nerds. Gotta love you nerds. And the question we're asking today is, could there be mushrooms on Mars? In a new paper, an international team of scientists from countries including the United States, France, and China have gathered and compared photographic evidence they claim shows fungus-like objects growing on the red planet. In their paper, which appears in Scientific Research, publishing's Advances in Microbiology, the scientists analyze images taken by NASA's Opportunity and Curiosity rovers, plus the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter's camera. The objects in question show chalky, white-colored, spherical-shaped specimens, which the Mars Opportunity team initially said was a mineral called hematite, or something like that. Later studies refuted the hematite claim. Soon, some scientists coined the term Martian mushrooms to describe the mysterious objects because of how they resemble lichens and mushrooms, while in another study, fungi and lichen experts classified the spheres as puffballs, a white spherical fungus belonging to the phylum it's some big Latin name. You know, I went to 12 years of Catholic school, and they didn't teach me Latin. Now, I would have hated it, but it's after they got rid of Latin courses. And honestly, if I'd gone through all that, I wish I knew a little Latin. It would help in old moments like this. Anyway, in the new paper, scientists point to a set of Opportunity photos that show 9 spheres increasing in size, and an additional 12 spheres emerging from beneath the soil over a 3-day sequence. The researchers claim Martian wind didn't uncover the amorphous spheres and that they expand in size or conversely change shape, move to new locations, and or wane in size and nearly disappear. The scientists continue, quote, many of these ground-level spherical specimens also have stalks that have shed portions of their outer membranes and are surrounded by white chunks and fluffy spore-like material that may... Okay, wow. I'm looking at these photos now. That doesn't look like rocks. And what's interesting, folks, is when you look up, hey, mushrooms on Mars from 14 hours ago, I was just reading from Popular Mechanics, and there are plenty of other websites, space.com, futurism.com. But CNET says, no, NASA photos are not evidence of fungus growing on Mars. Despite what you might have read, the claims for life on Mars are shoddy and unscientific. Now, they're talking about somebody completely different than we were just citing. So, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. But as Perseverance continues to roll along the ancient Martian lake bed, we're going to find out more information. And China is also soon to deliver their own rover up on the red planet. So we'll continue to see. But I find this, honestly, what they're showing here from the Popular Mechanics article tends to look like mushrooms. Yeah, I'll continue on. In their research, the scientists carefully document all the ways their proposed fungi change from one photo to the next. I mean, this is pretty detailed stuff in a prestigious journal. Doesn't mean it's true, but it is looking for possibilities. And I appreciate science that breaks paradigms. I appreciate science that is this game of give and take and actually trying to map the unknown, as opposed to science, as we hear it so often presented in the corrupt corporate press, of the science says you should give up your liberties and listen to us. Fascinating stuff. Fascinating stuff. Who knows what's true at this moment in time, but the images here are remarkable. And the fact that you can sit and watch in full 4K, essentially, these images being beamed back to Earth from the red planet is quite remarkable when you sit and think about it. 272-9228. Let's go to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good Friday.
Good Friday. How are you?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
I'm all right.
You know, talking about Mars, like Red Top, you know, I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus Christ and God. Well, I'm not naive enough to think that, you know, God made man, going by the Bible. Mm-hmm. What to say he didn't make somebody else in the universe? They could be smarter than we are. We don't know. We have no idea. Are we the only ones? I would think not.
Yeah, it seems like we wouldn't be. But we still haven't found any sort of hard and fast evidence to prove otherwise.
That's called God ain't going to let us find it, unless he wants us to. You know?
Sure. So.
But I'm sure, you know, I believe there's life out there besides us. I sure do. I don't know.
No, it's like you go to a party and you see Jesus, Mary, and Joseph over there whispering. You go, hey, what are you guys talking about? It's like, oh, nothing. Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
Yeah, don't tell them. Yeah. Well, you know why we have not been back to the moon, don't you?
Why?
Well, the last time we went, E.T. said go home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and don't come back.
Hmm.
You know, that's a good philosophy.
E.T. said, go home, don't come back, and but leave me some Reese's Pieces, right?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And how about this rocket that's coming back down? It's supposed to hit Saturday?
Yeah, it's the Chinese satellite. Or, no, you're right. It was a Chinese booster rocket that they lost control of. Yeah, I think Saturday.
Have you got an update on that?
Not off the top of my head. I can look it up, though.
Yeah. Because they don't know where it's going to hit at.
You can hear me typing now, Clint.
Yeah? And when it hits, it's going to be like an asteroid, make a big boom or what, you know?
Yeah, I've got here a report. Space Command is tracking the whereabouts of the Chinese Long March 5B rocket booster. It's a 23-ton piece of space debris, but the exact entry point into Earth's atmosphere cannot be pinpointed until hours before its re-entry. which you're right is expected around Saturday. Space Command is tracking it. We're following it as closely as we can. It's just a little too soon right now to know where it's going to go or what, if anything, can be done about that. Well, that inspires confidence.
Well, I hope it lands back in China.
We'll see.
Yeah. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Clint. 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Joey.
How are you?
So we're going from mushrooms. How far up the chain you got to go to where you have somebody that's built civilizations on Mars, according to your guys on your overnight show? There's actually cities up there. You know, those guys are...
Well,
do you consider them nut jobs, kind of meadow people or something?
Some of them are a little got a screw loose. Some of them just have healthy imaginations.
Yeah, I remember. I grew up in the 50s and 60s when I was younger. I was really into UFOs.
Yeah.
I had all these books and stuff, and there was a, and you can Google this guy. He's long dead. His name was George Adamski, just like Adam with a ski, Adam Adamski. And he had all these photographs of flying saucers and stuff. Well, they found out that his flying saucer was actually the top of a canister, a vacuum cleaner, with ping pong balls glued on it for landing gear. And he hung it by a string, and he took photographs of it. And it looked pretty neat, but...
Right. And it's like
the kind of stuff that...
It's like some of the Bigfoot videos where it's like, that's not Bigfoot, that's just a guy in an ape outfit. Like, come on,
kid. Yeah, back then when it was a real rage, back in the early 50s where they had all these UFO sightings and all these people that met up with people from outer space, and they there was a couple, their last name was Hill, I think, Barney and somebody else, Hill, him and his wife, and they were abducted and on a spaceship, and they probed them and everything, and I mean, there was all these photographs and stuff, but they were all fake. Mm. They were, you know, he had pictures of a looked like a long cigar-shaped spacecraft, and it had portholes, and you could see silhouettes of heads in there, and those were the Venusians that landed in his backyard from Venus. I mean, it was you know, they had all this stuff. It was everywhere.
That's fun.
all this stuff. But it was all fake. Sure. I mean, it was just...
What do you think of the more modern iterations, like the stuff the Navy has released recently, testimony of actual air traffic controllers and pilots? I mean, the Tic Tac and these other, like these little pyramid-shaped things. I mean, have you seen these?
If there is something, it's most likely something from somewhere here on Earth that they're, you know, craft. I don't, Joey, you know, it's just, there's no intelligent life on any planet in this solar system. And then when you get into the next solar system, Alpha Centauri, wherever it is, you're talking about 4 to 5 light years away or whatever, you know, I mean, You would have to travel at over the speed of light, and it's just hard to believe that people that could actually travel like that they had not landed on this Earth and contacted people except Farmer Jones in his swamp behind his barn, you know.
Right.
I don't doubt that somewhere on this in this universe. And, I mean, it's huge. There's galaxies with millions and millions of planets. But they're so far away. The stuff that you see in the sky now happened thousands and thousands of years ago. You look up at a star, and it's that light from that star, it probably happened over 1,000 years ago or more.
Right.
And you're just now seeing it. It's really, it'll blow your mind to think about that.
It's
stuff.
Truly remarkable. And, you know, I think sometimes people just are having fun with the conspiracy stuff. But I also think it is worthwhile to sort of question and search and literally reach for the stars. I think it's a worthwhile endeavor. And even if you don't succeed on, say, getting to Mars in 2-3 years, you could end up by accident discovering some amazing innovation.
Yeah.
It's often tinkering that leads to progress.
Yeah. It would be amazing if just, it would, you know, this is just, you know, fantasy stuff that you could go to some, you know, to, you wonder what it would be like if you could go to one of these galaxies that, and all the, and wonder what's all those, you know, stars and stuff, and all these, you know, I look at these pictures of this nebula and place like that. There's one called the Witch's Broom. It's a, and it's got all these stars and planets, and it, you know, it's galaxy, and all these gases and stuff that are forming new stars. I mean, all that, you think about all that stuff, it's just, you, the human mind can't really hardly comprehend, you know, what's going on, all this stuff, man. It's amazing when you see just the billions and billions, and it's got to be in the billions of stars and planets that are in the universe. So it's thought provoking. I'd like to have me a big old telescope and look up there and, you know, and check some of this stuff out. But
well, it's one of my favorite lines, Jim, and it's a little flowery, but it truly is one of my favorite quotes. We're all in the gutter, but some of us are looking at the stars.
And, yeah.
I enjoy talking about this stuff because it does kind of remove you from the here and now, especially all the ridiculous political BS.
Like I said, I'm a kid born in 51, but I remember when the Russians put Sputnik up, and you could actually go outside in a clear night when it was traveling, and they would let you know when it was going to be over what part of the country, and you could see it. You could actually see that satellite traveling. Just looked like a little star moving across the... And, you know, I was... You know, I'm just glad I grew up in that period. You know, I remember all the early space trips with Alan Shepard and all those people, and then, you know, of course, landing on the moon in 69 when I graduated from high school, the greatest year of the last century, 1969. But, it's interesting. I just don't, I mean, I know for sure there's no life in this galaxy. Well, I mean, excuse me, in this solar system. You know, we just, but the galaxy, you know, we need to get us an Enterprise and go check them out. So.
Well, I got to run, Jim. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, live long and prosper, as Mr. Spock says.
Thank you, sir. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. And isn't it great how space travel inspires, well, great songs like this, too? Came a ship in from the blue. The volunteer.
Going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Rebecca, owner of Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon. Are you looking for that perfect gift? Get that special someone a gift certificate to use on the services they love. Smart Skin Med Spa and Salon, the only salon, med spa, and day spa located in the heart of downtown Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our string of comfortable storm-free days continues. You'll need a jacket at night. But for today, a breezy day, comfortable, low humidity, high temperature in the middle 70s, lots of sunshine, clear skies, but unusually cool for so late in the season tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 50 by dawn on Saturday. Tomorrow, beautiful, lots of sunshine, a little warmer, low 80s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 80s on Mother's Day Sunday, still dry. And I think the risk of showers and thunderstorms returns Sunday night, but in the overnight hours and into Monday as well. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota knows a lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment that's reliable, durable, and versatile, like number one selling Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors. See us for a demo today. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let's go to line 3 here and talk to Will. Hey, Will.
Roger, I hate to be on this conversation. There was a show used to come on years ago called The Big Blue Marble. And they used to talk about different episodes, different cultures and episodes on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it funny in the movies, we travel light years away only to find another group of people that speak English?
Well, it's the universal translator. It's the babble fish. Just put one in your ear, you know. Yeah.
The Star Wars, they travel millions of light years away. They run into some aliens, and they speak a blue alien that speaks English. I just hate to get on this conversation, because I'm fascinated by the Orion Belt, the pyramids, Osiris, Isis, how they felt like they were gods that would sit down to civilize men who were uncivilized, because they were eating, men were cannibals, and they were sat down to civilize men. And I'm just into that kind of stuff too. I go way deep into that, but I hate to get on that conversation.
Well, and I would love to see, and I said this to Randall the other day, this is based on some of the stuff.
I need to get Randall number two.
Oh, actually, if you hold on, Randall's on one of the other lines here as we speak. We'll set y'all up here. But, I think we need to do more archaeology to as much as we can, whether it's on the ocean, and the depths of the ocean is very unexplored territory, and also the rainforest, the Amazonian rainforest, I think has a lot to it. So
that was my mind, archaeology over Asia. I always want to be an archaeologist and go study the pyramids. I'm just fascinated by that stuff. That stuff's just amazing.
Man, the guy's going to be Caesar and Indiana Jones, folks. Like that goes. appreciate the call, Will.
All right.
272-9228. Oh, Cooper has called back. Hey, Cooper. Sorry I missed your
name. Hey, how you doing?
Good, doing well. How are you?
No, that's okay. I had to run. A guy, a pretty smart guy, said if there is other life in the even in this galaxy, where is it?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's had time. We're a relatively young solar system, 5 billion years or so. But the universe has been around a lot longer than that, maybe three times or more longer than that. So these other civilizations have had time to develop and be thousands and thousands of years more advanced than us, yet we don't see any evidence of them.
Right, no, and that's I think Michio Kaku's talked about that a great deal, saying that we probably, or I think even Elon Musk himself was saying, I think we would have found them by now, especially with all the activity we're doing.
Or they would have found us.
Right.
And we still cannot travel very fast, other than radio signals. We might reach somebody with that, but I think the odds on us ever finding it, you're definitely not going to any other galaxy. Any other galaxies, but even in our own galaxy, it's pretty slim. They say there's several things that you have to overcome for life to develop. Just the mere fact of it developing is extremely difficult. Then you got to worry about at some point, like we may be getting close to, you destroy yourself.
Well, and we have...
And then the other thing, you have to make sure you don't get hit by a meteorite or something like that.
You know, there are still some folks out there on the fringe, and it's fascinating to me, and way over my head, but I like looking at stuff way over my head. There are some folks out there still trying to go back to a unified theory of physics. So you got the theory of the very big that Einstein gave us. You've got the standard model of the very small, and the two have different origin stories. And could somebody maybe tie this all together and maybe unlock some, say, abilities to apply this to the world in a certain way? I don't know. We'll see.
Someone earlier was talking about, he calls back about, you know, how amazing it is and the universe and the galaxy and billions and trillions of stars and all. But these very smart people tell you this all came from nothing.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So how do you figure that one out?
Yeah.
Okay, enjoying the show.
Thanks, Cooper. 272-9228. Randall, hold your position. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. Again, this hour, news and views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Whether you're looking to buy that first home or refinance that current mortgage, Alabama Home Mortgage are the folks you need to call at 567-4223. 567-4223. Kim Williams and Madeline have helped so many of our listeners. Help them save hundreds of dollars a month through refinance, especially veterans, through the VA home loan programs and the IRL program, the Interest Rate Reduction Loan Program. They're able to save you hundreds of dollars a month. You skip up to two payments when you refinance with Alabama Home Mortgage. And that really adds up. It can relieve money stress. It can allow you to reinvest back in yourself or your property. And you're leaving money on the table right now. Don't miss out on these rates. Like, you don't want to, you know, be in your 80s and your grandchild looks at you and goes, "Hey, Grandpa, why were you such a chump and you didn't take advantage of free money in the early 2000s? You don't want to be that person. You don't want to have to deal with those questions. Call Alabama Home Mortgage. And also, if you're looking to buy your first home, they can walk you through that home buying process. All starts with pre-approval. And they'll guide you every step of the way, all the way to closing day. So give them a call at 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web and apply online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Check them out today. Alabama Home Mortgage, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Call David Ernest and he'll have your retirement savings higher than the body count in a John Wick movie. Well, maybe not that high, but you know what I'm talking about. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. For a top of the hour break, let's sneak Randall in here. Hey, Randall, how you doing?
Hey, man. I'm glad you played your stuff, man. I've been meaning to tell you, when I hear it, you got some soul, brother. I mean, you're making that guitar walk at the same time. I mean, I enjoy your stuff.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's one of my last, whether it's good or not by somebody's standards, one of the last few pure joys I have left. You get lost. I can't do it all the time because I'll lose track of time. I'll start recording something or playing around with a certain idea, and I'll look up, and it's 3 hours later.
I can tell. And I'm going to tell you, if I don't get the wine call, Alabama Home Mortgage, you know what I mean? They got my son in the house. She did, Kim. Y'all,
that's awesome.
I mean, he's been in it 3 years now, 4 years maybe. I don't know. He was 22 when she got him in it. I mean, brand new house and everything. So it ain't too early to start. You know what I mean? You can talk to her now. That was one good thing about her. And I want to say, if anybody's into to the walking and the 1,000K.